This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. If anybody knows that their vote can make a difference, it is the citizens of New Mexico. That state went for President Bush by just a few thousand votes in 2004. It voted for Democrat Al Gore by just a few hundred votes back in the year 2000. Both presidential campaigns are fighting for it this year. It is one of the battleground states that could decide the election. And the votes that can make a difference in New Mexico will be cast by Hispanics.
That's because 40% of adults there are Hispanic, a higher percentage by far than any other state. It was that shift to George W. Bush that helped Republicans win 4 years ago. This election, the Democrats want to get that vote back.
We have a presence around the state that we've never had before. We have 40 offices. That's 40 offices in just 33 counties. And that is unheard of.
Brian Colone is chairman of the Democratic Party in New Mexico. His law office high above Albuquerque offers an excellent view of the political terrain.
The Obama campaign very early on realized that New Mexico was going to be critical to its success, and that if Barack Obama was going to be in the White House, he knew that that road led through the West, and New Mexico being a very important part of that.
In New Mexico, Democratic hopes for the presidency lead through places like Española. It's a small town in the north of the state that's almost entirely Hispanic. The Obama campaign office is on the main drag through town. It's wedged between a tanning salon and an empty lot, and it's impossible to miss. Painted in 6-foot letters is the word Obaminos. You know, like vominos.
Obaminos means let's go. Let's go together. Huh. I think it invokes, the idea of moving ahead together.
Joe Maestas is the Democratic mayor of Española. It's the last day to register voters, and he's come with us to check on how it's going. There's a handwritten sign tacked outside the campaign office showing a moon and stars and a one-time offer, register to vote, open all night. Martha Campbell is a full-time volunteer.
We take shifts because we work till most nights till about 3 o'clock in the morning anyway.
Would you call this bustling? It's the middle of the day.
Yes. We have people just coming in every, 5 minutes getting registered to vote. So it's definitely a hectic day.
People here have been especially enthusiastic about Barack Obama since he came to town a few weeks ago. More than 10,000 crowded into Española's historic plaza near the Rio Grande to see him. Back in his office, Mayor Maestas tells us something to remember about New Mexico's Hispanic population is that many families have been here for generations.
It's a proud traditional community with a history that goes back over 400 years, quite a while. Of course, the Spanish came in 1598 and settled in an area just a few miles north of here, which was the first Spanish capital. So we have a very deep history and a wonderful cultural heritage.
Still, proud though they may be, and even with many descended from conquistadors, Hispanics in rural New Mexico have long been poor.
There's not a lot of affluence here, and so a lot of the social justice issues, I think, are predominant in the minds of people here in Española and northern New Mexico. We are isolated geographically. We don't have access to the best health care. Our educational system needs investment. So those are our concerns.
One of the big questions that's hovered over the Hispanic vote generally is whether older Hispanics would embrace Barack Obama. Here in Española, evidence that they have can be found when the mayor takes us to the senior center across the street from City Hall.
Hi, Margarita. How are you?
Bien, bien. ¿Y tú?
¿Cómo está todo?
Caminando rete bien.
¿Te miras bien?
It's after lunch, served here every day. And the room, made cozy on this chilly afternoon by a crackling fire, is still full of seniors, lingering around tables, chatting. Among them, longtime friends Tilly Trujillo and Benny Romero.
We need something for the poor people, because all they do is for the rich people, rich people, rich people. And us poor people don't get nothing.
Obama, Obama. He's our man.
Obama, vámonos. If the seniors need a car to go vote, to get to vote, I'll take him. I'll give him. I use my car. Yes, I will. Believe me.
Barack Obama does have a 5-point lead in New Mexico. But because a high percentage of voters here are still undecided, something like 14%, Republicans still consider the state up for grabs. Earlier this week, John McCain flew in. He made an unexpected stop in Albuquerque. When he stepped into an auditorium at the University of New Mexico, a few hundred supporters were there to greet him.
I'd like to give you a little straight talk this morning, and part of it is, my friends, we need to, and we can, and we will win the state of New Mexico. Our number one.
Few of those cheering at this hastily assembled midday rally are the Hispanic voters John McCain will need to get elected. But McCain does have a number of things going for him when it comes to the Hispanic community.
One of the big things is his military background.
Gabriel Sanchez teaches political science here at the university.
It's well known that Hispanics tend to be overrepresented in the military. So if you run into a Hispanic voter out here in New Mexico, there's a good chance that somebody in their immediate family has served time in the military.
Another plus, McCain is from a neighboring state with a big Latino population. And then there's his unswerving opposition to abortion. All these things resonated with several young Hispanic supporters who'd managed to get tickets to the rally. Jonathan Olivas was among them.
Honestly, I'm voting more against somebody this election than I am voting for somebody.
Okay, so the somebody would have to be Barack Obama.
Yes. I call myself a Christian, and I think that that means that I have to stand for what God thinks is most important, which is life. I am pro-life, and so that's what has attracted me more to McCain as well.
There are rural areas in New Mexico where Hispanics are less concerned with economic issues and more focused on such things as abortion. Dan Garza is the chairman of the Republican Party in a county south of Albuquerque.
You come down here in the valley, which is where we are in Valencia County, and the idea of abortion, can't tell you how big that is here. You know, it's like, you know, here we look at it as, do we want to support an individual who, what's a way to put it? You know, who would support murder? Because we look at it that seriously. If you don't get born, the rest of the issues don't matter.
From now until the election, Dan Garza is one of the party officials charged with getting Hispanic voters to vote Republican. Democrats have boasted about the record number of campaign offices they've opened beginning months ago. The McCain campaign has been able to set up just a handful. I look around at Dan Garza's field office. It's freshly painted. Shiny bumper stickers are piled next to stuffed animals dressed in red, white, and blue. And there's no one here.
Right now, it's pretty quiet. Considering it's 4 weeks before the election, would you not expect to have a lot of volunteers here?
Well, you know, we've been open probably for about 2.5 weeks now, and people are just coming in off of the streets. I had a gentleman come in and take 100 signs. I've had mom and dads come in and take signs, bumper stickers. But I can tell you that the activity that we've had in this office has been from people walking in off of the streets, saying we need to beat Senator Obama.
Of course, the Hispanic vote isn't monolithic, and this is just a snapshot of this 1 week in rural New Mexico. But it's a week where registration ended and voting actually began. New Mexico allows mail-in votes, and in some places, polling stations are opening for early voters. So, if not for the candidates, for some voters in New Mexico, this presidential election is already over.